right, now I'm thoroughly confused. We got a couple emails at Conrad1620thezone.com. The Equal Bank inbox. Oh, man. Did you see that?
I didn't. Oh, he doesn't feel good. That guy's still running.
Oh, we're watching a Brewers Rays baseball game that started at 11.
Love it.
And a guy just, I think, went headfirst into that wall.
There are four players from his own team surrounding him.
Randy Arozarena cruised in for an inside the park home run. Yeah, I want to see a replay of this, or maybe I don't.
He's holding his back and wincing.
Yeah, he got like jammed up, so he like dove back toward the wall, and I think he got sort of jammed up against the wall.
Hmm. That well-built park in Tampa didn't protect him?
Hey, as I've said before, they've done what they could with that park. There's only so much you can do, but they've made it about as good as it can be.
Give them some of that paella that you're fond of, and
yeah, man,
they'll be good to go.
Get a high lie.
Yeah,
he's right out there by the Ray tank, by the Stingray tank. They're not going to show this replay, or we just?
It doesn't look like they're going to show it.
Is it that graphic?
He's on one knee.
He's okay. He's not dead.
Yeah, this is not Maurice Clarett.
Oh. I guess they're not going to show it.
Okay,
back to me being thoroughly confused.
Still confused why they're not showing the replay, but a different
confused. I'm confused about that now, too. A tweet comes in on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Husker Power Hour. He seems to be confused, too. He says, not trying to be pessimistic. It's literally in the hiring qualifications for 1620. Must be pessimistic and trash Husker football. I don't think that's true. Josh, can you confirm?
I was not asked my opinions on Husker football when I took this job.
Oh, I don't think that was in the contract. I could be wrong. I don't think that was in there. I'm an optimistic guy. So have I just read this whole thing wrong? The entire time? Do we have everybody out here?
Connor, just run down the schedule.
Everybody's doing poll questions nowadays about like where you think this thing is going to end up, and maybe it's a little bit too early. I don't know. John and Josh will have theirs again probably in a couple weeks as we get ready to go for fall camp, because they do an update every few months, right? And it tends to get more optimistic as the season gets closer and closer, which makes sense. Yep. But have I read this thing wrong the entire time of like, I'm just surrounded by people who think Nebraska is going to win 9 games this year?
Run down the schedule, Connor. Where's the losses? You think Purdue could beat Nebraska?
They're finally going to show this replay.
Do you think Illinois could beat Nebraska?
Yeah. So he dove backwards into and then broke his fall with his head up against the wall.
Yeah.
And seems to have jammed up his back.
Yeah. Okay. Ugh. That's interesting.
He did not catch it. He did not hang on to the baseball. And that allowed Randy Arozarena. Oh, maybe he did. He did catch it.
I think he did. I think that's an out.
He's out. Eric Lauer saying, "Oh my God, is he okay?"
Yeah, that's an out. Look at that.
That's going to be catch of the year now, all of a sudden. It wasn't the most graceful landing. Okay. What's happening? Like, because now people have made me feel like I'm on an island for saying the thing of like, I think Nebraska's basically going to be like 6 or 7 wins this year. I was just saying to Josh during the break, I know I'm sitting at like 5.8 right now. And that's a fun like summer bit that we're going to have. My guess is over the next month, it increases to the point where I'm going to end up picking Nebraska to win 7 games this year. That is my expectation at this point. Which is still below 7.5.
True.
Notoriously. And I think falls in the gray area of the whole keep, not keep Scott Frost thing. But all in all, would be a step in the right direction for a season. I think 7-5 is good. But now I'm being told that 6-6, 7-5 by both the metrics and a whole bunch of random people that have popped up, that 6-6 and 7-5 is actually not good and that they have a chance to win 8 and 9 games. What happened? What happened?
Text into the show.
Please.
I don't see why fans are calling you pessimistic. Team's coming off a 3-9 season, and it's arguably the worst era of Husker football ever. Now they have a bunch of question marks running around with all these transfers.
John emails into the show. He says, it is being pessimistic to say that you don't see 7 wins for Nebraska this season. I'm not saying that I don't. They have shown nothing during Frost's tenure that should make you think they can get to 7 wins. Absolutely nothing. I mean, that's sort of where I'm at.
Brendan tweets in, Josh is the only person in Nebraska who thinks 4-8 is more likely than 8-4.
Oh, didn't we just talk about this?
I think so.
I don't know that that's true.
Cowboy Kermit tweets in,
like, 8 wins is going to be a tough mountain to climb. That's going to be a tough mountain to climb for this team. Like we said before, the formula to get to 8 for Nebraska is to win every single game that you're supposed to win without question. And then one that you're not supposed to, right? If we split the schedule into 2 parts, and those are winnable games and games that you're going to not be favorites in. So games that you are going to be favorites in and games that you aren't going to be favorites in. The schedule would split, so Nebraska would go 7-5. There would be 7 winnable, you know, favorite games. There will be 5 games in which you are not a favorite. Minnesota is maybe on the edge of that. So one actually might go the other way. But remember, Nebraska's last 4 games are against Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa. And then there's the one in September against Oklahoma. So in order for them to win 8, they're going to have to win all of the 7 that they're going to be favorites in, and then one of the 4 or one of the 5 that they're not going to be favorites in. And based off of what I've seen from the last 4 years, that seems unlikely. Now, does it seem likely that they're going to not beat any of Illinois, Purdue, Northwestern, and only win 4 games? No, that doesn't seem likely either. But it seems more likely than beating all of them plus 1. Yeah, so I don't think Josh is the only person.
Joel tweets in, if they show up in Dublin, have 3 false start penalties, miss an extra point, and punt the ball 8 yards, then 8-9 wins isn't on the table, and you'll know that immediately. That's why the offseason is tough. We have to trust the changes made, and there's no benefit of the doubt anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much nailed it. Yeah. You pretty much nailed it. It's a giant mystery.
Mm-hmm.
It's
literally almost everything is a question mark.
It is a giant mystery. Yeah. That's why my range. If there's a way to ask this as a poll question, maybe we could craft it. I would like to know how large people's range is. It's not a sexual thing at all. I would like to know how large people's range is for win totals for Nebraska. Like I said, I think mine's in between 4 and 8. I could see any record in between 4 and 8 and 8 and 4.
Would your options on the poll question be 4 and 8, 5 and 7, 6 wins?
Maybe just ask it flat out. I don't know if it would be a poll question, but like, what's your range? We'll find a way to do that. But because I'd be genuinely curious. I would say that a 4-win range is kind of large. It's pretty big.
Yeah, it feels like very few teams in the country are that unknown.
All right. Well, we can jump back into that a little bit later in the show, if you like. Cowboy Kermit tweets in. He says, you media clowns aren't giving enough credit to the 15-29 football coach and his 3-9 football team that added 15 transfers. They were close. You got to run the ball. I mean, we could be like overly jokey about that stuff too. You know, I understand what they were saying when they were saying we're close. Do I completely agree with it? No, not exactly.
No.
But it has become fodder to make fun of, certainly. It has become easy to make fun of. But I understand what they were going for sure. But the thing you have to understand about the whole close thing is that the entire team and coaching staff is different. Blank slate here in 2022. All right. I want to hear from you guys on the show, as always, 402-951-1620. We got more tweets that we can get to a little bit later on. Coming up, we have Odd News. Don't forget to get your tweets in for the tweet bag, which is coming up right after that. The Odd News is first, and it's next on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.